Gemara says, Maishno Mehodatnan. Why is it different then that we learn like this? Mehodatnan, we learn like this. The Tanan, Minhanokov al Shaino Nokov. If somebody takes off Truma from a pot that's Nokov, that's Mechuy Midiraisa, al Shain Nokov, he wants a pot or another, he wants to like take off Truma on this pot for another pot of Tua, that the second pot not have a hole in it. The Locher is Trumasa Truma. The din is the Truma you took off, it's Chal Truma. But for Loy Toichel, you're not allowed to eat, at Sheyoitze Ole Truma Umaisi Umakamacher. You're not allowed to eat until you take off Truma's Maisi Umakamacher. So Rashi says like this, Maishtom Yodet Nan Loy Toichel Lokoyin, at Sheyitze Nasoz U Truma Maisi Umakamacher. In other words, even this little Truma that you went to give the Koyin, we say also it's not good Truma, because you took off Min HaNokov Al Sheyna Nokov. So the tefuah that grew in the pot that's nokov is mechuy midiraisa. So you took off, let's say, a bunch. Now this bunch, you want to make a truma to pot to what the other chulin. Now the other chulin midiraisa is potter. It grew in a pot that didn't have a hole altogether. Therefore, this truma is not called completely truma. Therefore, when you give it to the kohen is not allowed to eat it until you are misakin mimokamacher. That means now, from this pot itself, take off truma. So, bekitzur, the kasher is, how come over here we say the kohen is not allowed to eat it? And before it's mashma, the truma is a good truma, you give it to the kohen could eat the truma. So Gemara says, Shani Hocho, the Midiraisa Truma Malisa. In our first case, we took off Truma Temeya. For Tahira, Midiraisa, the Truma is Chal over there. And could Rabbi Loi, like Rabbi Loi is Alocho, the Yom Rabbi Loi, Minayin, how do we know? Le Tahira, Min Haro, Ala Yofem, if somebody takes off Truma from bad stuff onto good stuff, Shetrumasa Truma, how do we know that Midiraisa, the Truma is Chal? Like, even though you're not supposed to do this, but if you did it, how do we know the true Mishal? So say the Chtiv, because the Pasuk says, for loiti sol of chet, you should not do a chet, don't do something wrong, v'harim chameschal b'mimenu, when you take off truma. In other words, it's talking about when you take off truma, take off from good, and don't take the bad, because you take off the bad, you're doing a chet. So the Gemara dashens, for your main Kodesh, if you want to tell me the Truma is not Chal at all, say, so, Nesiyas Chet Loma, why is it called you're doing an Aver altogether, like you're not making any Truma at all? So therefore, Mikan, from here it's a proof, that Letorim in Horu Ala Yofa, if somebody takes off Truma from bad stuff for good stuff, like our first case, we took off from the Tua that's Temeya, you took off Truma from that, for the good Tua, the loch is that midiraisa shetruma shetruma. The loch is the truma is chal. Just you did something wrong. So therefore, before, according to Rabbi Shia, we say, what's the loch? That the truma is chal and you give it to the kohen. The kohen is ladit the truma. That's because midiraisa the truma is chal. Mashenka, in our case, you like took off minachiv alaptur. Because the tfuah that grows in the pot that does not have a hole in it is potter midiraisa. It's not mechuyev and truma at all. So therefore, when you take off minachiv alaptur, there the truma is not chal at all midiraisa. So that's why the kohen is not allowed to eat it until you take off truma a second time. So now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rab, L'Rav Chizdo, so Rab said back to Rav Chizdo, Lididoch, according to you, the Amr that you say, Lo Yosav, Lo Klum Kolikor, that you say, what, that when you take off Truma Temeya onto the Tfuah that's Tor, the Locher is the Truma is not Chal at all, Lo Yosav, Lo Klum. Nothing is Chal, there's no Truma, that you're saying, what, the Afilu who grew ya, even that little bit of Tfuah that you made into Truma, Hodalativlei comes back to be Tevel, it does not have any Kedushas Truma. The Kasher is my timer. What's the reason for this? That we just had a Pasuk that Midirais the Truma is Chal from Rabbi Loi's Pasuk. That the Pasuk says again, V'loisisolov chet parim chemeschal b'mimenu. That Mashmi doing an Aveira by taking off the bed at Tfu of a Truma. But Mashmi Chal Truma. So how could you say that what the Truma is not Chal at all, that you have to take off Truma again, and you said it's a Xerom, that Dilma Poshavoy Mafrish, that if you say the Truma is Chal, we're afraid that people won't listen to you anymore. won't listen to the Rabban and they won't go and take off Truma a second time on the Chulin. They'll say, no, look, this is Truma, everything is good. So because of this Gzeira, you're telling us even this little Tfuah that you made into Truma is not called Truma anymore. So Gemara asked the question, Midi, is there anything that the Midiraisa have a Truma? Midiraisa here, the Truma Temei is Chal, it is called Truma. Umishum Dilma Posha Avku Rabbonin Lechulin, and because the Rabbonin were afraid that maybe a person won't listen and will think that if it is Truma, he doesn't have to do it a second time. So therefore the Rabbonin said the Truma is not Chal at all. Here's the question, V'chi Bezdin Masnin La Kedovim in Atayra? Does Bezdin have a right to come and be Oikra, take away a Dovim in Atayra? Like, how could they do that? Midi Raisa, this tool here is Chal Truma, it's called Truma. So how could the Rabbanan come and say, you know, it's not Chal Truma, you have to do it over again. Do it over again to be a right. But how could the Rabbanan say it has no Kedush Truma anymore? So he answered back, Omalei, he said back to him, V'yat like Tizbra, don't you also hold like this? For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. This is the reason why the Gemara brings down this whole Gemara over here. To ask the question on our Mishnah. For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Havlad Mamze Mizeh Mizeh. In the case again where this Isha got married to a second husband, and then the first husband comes back, he's alive. So the Mishnah says that the kids from the second husband, and if she lives again with her first husband, she has another kid, the kid is a mamzer. So the question is like this, Bishleima Mishaini Mamzer. Bishleima is good wife from the second husband, the kid is called a mamzer. Because the Maisa, she's married to the first husband, so she's an erva, she's an Eishes Ish, the second man, therefore the kid is a mamzer. Ella Merisha Namai, but the question is, when she goes back and lives with the first husband, why is the kid a mamzer Ishtahi V'Yisro Mal Yehu? That what really, it's his wife? And then, therefore the kid should be Yisro Mal Yehu, should be a good kid? Like, what did she do wrong? Even if you want to say she has a din saita, that she lived with another man, and she's also with a husband, Masoni Chai V'Lavin, nothing more? Mefrat over here, look, it's not really a sight over here, because she had a right to get married, because since the Nedechad came and told her husband died, she really had a right to get married. It's only a chumer with Rabbanan that we say Taitse for the first husband. So if so, how could we say the kid is a mamzer? And what are we doing wrong? Because Sharina Leib Mamzeros, we're going to be mad, give him it not to get married to a mamzeros, which is a lava terror. Really, this kid is a Yisrael Malia, he's a good Yisrael, he's also to marry a Mamzeris. But now that we're going to say that the kid's a Mamzer, he's going to be Mutter to marry a Mamzeris. So you see the Rabbanan have right to be a Kedavim in Atayra? Or Malay, he answered back, that Ochayom HaShmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Osaba Mamzeris, no, you should know such a kid, that's only a Mamzer with Rabbanan. In a Chanami, he's not also to marry a Mamzeris, he's not allowed to marry a Mamzeris. Where it says V'chein ki Yosef Ravin, the same thing when Ravin came, Omer Rabbi Yechon, it said, also be mamzeres. Yishno is also is not allowed to marry mamzeres. But tomorrow we are my korle mamzer. If so, if he can't marry mamzeres, so why bechlal is the kid from the first husband called a mamzer? That there it says lechumra we say liyosro bavas Yisrael. Just as not allowed to marry a bavas Yisrael. But Enochnami, this person can't get married now. To marry a Mamzeres, it's also to Nisiviraisa. And to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, after Rabbanan said, he's also the only person who'll be mutter to if he marries another Mamzeres the same way. Another Mamzeres Midrabbanan. Since he's only a Mamzer Midrabbanan, if he marries another Mamzeres Midrabbanan, it'll be good. But to marry a Mamzeres Midiraisa, that's not also. Right, Moshe Shalach Le Rav Chizda LeRabba. So Rav Chizda sent a letter. Shalach Rav Chizda LeRabba to Rabba. B'yad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, in the hands of Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. He asked a question like, he asked like this: is it true what you're asking? V'yin Bezdin Mastin Lok Lakadav Minatera? Like, is it true what you're saying? You're asking such a kasha that Bezdin does not have a right to be oikra to uproot something from the Torah. For a time you will learn like this, I'll bring you a proof. Yes. That the Rabbanan do have a right at certain times to be Eikir Adavim in HaTorah. V'yotanya we learned, V'yemasai Adam Yeris es Ishtai Ktana. When does the husband yarshin his wife, even though she's only Ktana? It's even though we only married the Midrabonin. We're talking about now she's Yisayim Hirashi, she says she doesn't have a father. So the Gdush was only Chal Midrabonin. Now, when you marry your wife, only Midrabonin, and if she dies, you yarshin her. When does the husband yarshin inherit his wife? Is Beshama Yermir Mishetamid Bekemosai. When she Tamid Bekemosai, Rashi says that means Kishadigiela Pirka Bishonim for Voisar. When she becomes a Gedela, as soon as she becomes a Gedela, automatically the husband yarshins her. Who Besilalaymir Mishetichnas the Chuppah. He also knows as soon as you go to Chuppah with her, even though she's a Ketana, still Lamaisa, the husband yarshins her. We have that as soon as he has beer with her, for your show mitamalov yechelas begina truma, that in such a case the husband yashin sa, the husband is the one to be metama to bury her, for yechelas begina betruma, and she eats truma because of the husband. Now, Veshama Yom Veshama says, Mishetama Bekamasa, as soon as she becomes a Gedela, as soon as she becomes 12 years old. For the Gemara, Afa Gavla Nichlas al Chuppah, even before they went to Chuppah, is that true? At the Gemara, Eima, Mishetama Bekamasa, Vedikones the Chuppah. You need two things, that she has to become a Gedela first, she has to become 12 years old with Cyrus, and then she went to the Chuppah. And then the Gemara explains, "V'ochi karmu le beishama le beisilul." This is what beishama really tells beisilul. The kamris so mishetichnas the chuppah. That you beisilul say it's enough. That as soon as the husband takes her into the chuppah, is a yom to become osim hanyel chuppah. Beishama says no. If she's a gedol already, then the chuppah helps. V'loy, but if she's not a gedol yet, le mahanyel chuppah, then the chuppah does not help. That's machlekes beishama beisilul. Does the chuppah help on a gedola or on a ketana or yidavka need a gedola? Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Mishati Boil, he says no. As soon as they have bia, right away the husband yashinsa. I for the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Eliezer, maisa ketana klum, that a maisa ketana doesn't help at all. So the Gemara says, Eima Mishatagdo Biti Boil. It says what? When she becomes a gedola, then he has bia with her. That's the time when the Baal yashins her and metamalah and does these halachas. Samura says, Akoponim Ketoni Mias, what did we learn over here? That Yorsha, that the husband here yashins his wife. Now, V'yohoch, over here, really, the Midirai Savu Yorislei, really, the father should yashin her. Because Midiraisa, the husband is not married to her. She's only a Ketana. Now that means the father, loved after the father, though the father has died. But I call upon him the Kroivim of the father. The father's Kroivim, they should yarshin their daughter. Now we're saying what? The Midirabonin, since the husband married her, the husband yarshins her. Or Midirabonin, the Gemara says, Yarsi la Baal. And Midirabonin, the Baal, the husband yarshins her. So you see, the Rabbanon have a right to be a Kedav min HaTorah. Like here, this Ketana Midiraisa, father should yashin her, or else her father's Kraven, the brother or uncle. And Midirabbanon, we say no, since a man married her, even though the Kedush is only Midirabbanon, we say the husband yashins her. So you see, the Rabbanon have a right to Kedav min HaTorah. So Gemara says, by mumness it's better. Hefka bezdin hoye hefka. By mumin, by money, the rabbanon have a special power to do what they want. That's called hefka bezdin hefka. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak said, minayin, how do we know this yisoid? Shehefka bezdin hoye hefka. How do we know this yisoid that bezdin have a right to do what they want with money? Shenema the Pasuk says, koyla asher lo yovoy l'shleishes hayomim. Biyatzas asarim biyatkenim. Is Yochorom Koruch Hushoim V'yibodu Mikal Agoyla. That's the Pasuk. So Kittus Mashmi, what that the Bezdin himself had a power to be Sehevke Beznevke. They said, Rav does come within 3 days. Is Yochorom Koruch Hushoim will take away your property. So you see, Bezdin has a right to take away people's properties, people money. So if you're also Bezdin has right as Mamnis, Bezdin have a right to say who Yashins who. Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer says miyachal from another pasuk, says Eila anecholos asher nochalu Elozer akoyin v'yishua benud v'rosh shayovis lamatos. That the best near they made the when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were manchal. They made Yerushas near Eretz Yisrael. Lamatos b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says v'chimain Yerush made talovis. What does the rosh have to do with the fathers? And Elohim loved to teach us that Ma Ovis, just like a father, Man Chilin Binehim, Kol Ma Sheyirtzu, that is Din of Nachal of Yerusha, that the father inherits over to the son whatever he has, is Afroshim, the same thing, the best in the heads, the best in Man Chilin Ezom, Kol Ma Sheyirtzu. They have right to do what they want, Nagay Tamamnis, they have right to Yashin, to give one to the other. So the Achronim say, really, we need both these psukim here, because the din of hefker has two parts to it. One part is Bezdin has a right to take away the money from one person, and then Bezdin has a right to give it to somebody else. That's these two psukim. The first person was Yechorim Kol Rechushai, that Bezdin took away the property, and the second one, the Nachlois, that they give it to other people. So Bezdin have a right to take away from one person and give it to another person. So therefore, here by Momnis, there's no cash out of a bond of right of Yoka Dovmina Torah. There's a special power of Hefka Bezn Hefka. Now the Gemara says, Umetamalo, that this din here also, when you marry a Ketana, and when she dies, you have to be Metama, you have to bury her. And even if you're a Kayin, you have a right to Metama. For the Gemara Bahocha, the Midiraisa, the Metamalo, Midiraisa, really, she's not married. So Midiraisa, father, or the Mishpacha is supposed to take care of her to bury her. Or Midirabonim Metamalo Baal, and Midirabonim now is saying that the husband has the Chiv to Metama. See the Chur, the Rabon are Oik, Rodov Minatero. So Morris says, no, here it's not a kasha. Mishum devil lo meis mitzvah. Because really here she remains a meis mitzvah. Therefore, since it's a meis mitzvah, alright, turn over. It's therefore over here, since it's called a meis mitzvah, by a meis mitzvah there's a etta for a kain to be metama to a meis mitzvah. For the Gemara, we'll soon see what a meis mitzvah means. For the Gemara, miyave meis mitzvah, is this called over here a meis mitzvah when this young girl dies? For a tiny, we learned like this. Eizehu meis mitzvah. What's considered a meis mitzvah? Kol shein loy koivrin. Whoever doesn't have anybody to bury them. Koire, let's say you call out, like to tell people, come bury. And other people come to bury her. Is ain't a meis mitzvah. That's not called a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah means there's nobody there to take care of the kfura, and you go and take care of the kfura. That's called a meis mitzvah. But if you have that people, you know, give an announcement, somebody died, and the mishpach will come to bury them, that's not called a meis mitzvah. The hochinam you'll hear also. Kivan de lo yarsilo, since the father, we just said now the mishpachas of the father, does not yashin this girl, is chorus lo yonilo. Even though they'll call out, they'll tell the mishpacha, you should know this girl died, they won't come to bury her. They're going to say, since we don't yashin her anyway, therefore we're not going to go to bury her. So therefore she's considered like a meis mitzvah. That's why over here the din is that the kayin, the husband, is allowed to be metama even midiraisa. So therefore it is not called the case that the rabbanon arayker or davim minatara. Alright, we'll stop here.